Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is in the miracle working business. Bless the Lord. Praise God. This is Sister Glass, and I am so excited to share this time with you. If you're a new listener, welcome. And if you're part of the regular family, praise God. It's good to have you back together with me as we share the good things of the Lord. The Lord is on our side. We will not fear. Aren't those great words? Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what you're facing. It doesn't feel like you might be feel like you're Daniel in the lion's den. But just as God supernaturally protected Daniel, He is in the process of protecting His people from that adversary, that Satan, that evil opponent who goes about as a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. I'm telling you, beloved, I don't care what you're facing today, be encouraged. Let the faith of God, which He's given you, rise up within your heart. You will not be afraid of what man can do to you. That's what the scriptures say. And I'm just praying. I feel the presence of the Lord. And I just say, in the name of Jesus, be refreshed this day. I rebuke depression. I rebuke oppression. I rebuke the onslaught and attack of the evil one. And I loose the victory and the anointing of God to destroy every yoke in the name of Jesus. For behold, the word of the Lord would come to you, my beloved, this day, that the voice of the Lord is sounding from heaven. The voice of the Lord shall speak in your behalf, and who shall stand against it? Verily, verily, as the rain falleth upon the earth and gives it water to drink, so shall the presence and the power of your Lord be even as rain upon you. Yea, instead of the thorn shall be the rose. Yea, beloved, the valley before you shall be exalted, and the very breath of the Lord shall breathe upon you. The very wind of my strength and my presence shall overshadow you both in the day and in the night. As the fruit-bearing tree sitteth among the trees in regal splendor, adorned with the fruit of my pleasure, so shall you be among my people, says the Lord. Yea, as a tree planted by rivers of living water. Therefore rejoice, beloved, for I have heard you. I will arise within your life as surely as the sunrise, and shall give to you victory in all things, even as you believe. Yea, I will hearken to your cry, and I will send blessings from heaven, and will confound your enemies. Yea, you shall abide in the shadow of my wings, and I will be your refuge, says the Lord your God, to you even this day. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I praise God for His Spirit, which quickens the living Word of God. I thank the Lord for the precious Word of God. This ministry is, and every believer who loves the Lord knows that it's God's Word that is a lamp and a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. Praise God. Well, thank you, Lord, for your ministry to your beloved this day. On this week, we've been looking at a passage of scripture found in 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. And Paul is speaking in verse 21, therefore let no man glory in men, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or things present or things to come, all are yours, and ye are Christ's, and Christ is God. Now, I'd like to take a little bit of time just to really look at what this scripture is saying. Paul is talking about all things are ours, whether Paul or Apollos or the world. That word there is cosmos. That's the universe or the world that we inhabit. And then he speaks of life or death. Well, that's viewed physically, but death, physical death, is something that Christ has given us victory over. Let's look at Philippians 1:21. There the word says, or Paul says, for to me, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. And then in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter, I'm going to read verses 55 through 57, oh, familiar scriptures. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So God has given us victory over physical death and over all circumstances, whether in the present or in the future. That's why I said things present or things to come. All are yours. And verse 23 says, you are Christ, possessing all things. And when you think of that, we don't possess ourselves. Let's look at what 1 Corinthians, the 6th chapter, and verse 20 says. I'm going to turn over to that, if I can do that quickly. Verse 20 says, for ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. And in the 7th chapter of 1 Corinthians, verse 23, the word says, you're bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men. Because why? We're servants of the Lord. We belong to the Lord. And even more than servants, he's called us friends. So no one can say that his possession of or in Christ is greater than one another's. In 1 Corinthians, the first chapter, let me turn to verse 13. Paul is saying, is Christ divided? Was Paul crucified for you? Or were ye baptized in the name of Paul? And then we see that the body of Christ is made up of many different members. All individually are equally members of Christ's body. Let's look at 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter. Let me turn to that quickly. And verse 27, the word says, now ye are members of Christ. Excuse me, now ye are the body of Christ and members in particular. And also in that 12th chapter, verses 14 through 16, for the body is not one member, but many. If the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I'm not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear shall say, because I'm not the eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? But God, this is verse 18, has set the members, every one of them, in the body as it hath pleased him. Praise God. So, in looking still at this verse in 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, Paul is saying, and ye are Christ's, and Christ is God's. And that's a statement of the relation of Jesus to his Father, which in no way detracts from his deity. His essential nature and equality with God are not under discussion, but his subordination to God's plan and will for man's salvation. Let me share some scriptures with you there. Philippians 2 and 6, or let me read verse 5, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. Jesus speaks of his subordination to the will of the Father in a couple places in John. I'll share with you in the 14th chapter, verse 28. Jesus said, you've heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If ye love me, ye would rejoice, because I said, I go unto the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And in John, the 15th chapter, I'm sorry, that's the 20th chapter. Jesus, in verse 17, Jesus saith unto her, to Mary, touch me not, for I'm not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. So we're talking now about the power that we have in the name of Jesus. When we pray in the name of Jesus, we're praying by his authority, and it is as if Jesus himself were praying, because God always hears Jesus. Remember at the tomb of Lazarus, he said, before he called him forth, he said, Father, I thank thee thou hast heard me always, and let me just quote that exactly. Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. That's John 11th chapter, verses 41 and 42. So the Father always hears Jesus, and if we pray in his name, we pray by his authority. And if we could only realize, beloved, the power of such prayer, and if we would have realize what Jesus is commissioning us to do, we'd have more confidence. We'd have more faith in answered prayer. We would realize that God always hears Jesus, and that when we pray by his authority, it will always be answered. We need to understand that when we pray in the name of Jesus, we not only pray by his authority, but also, and think about this, that the prayers that we're praying pass into his hands, as it were. They pass from our hands into his hands, and that he assumes responsibility for the answer. He says, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, and I will do it. That's John 14, 12 to 15. And Jesus said of his Father, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, he will give it to you. That's John the 16th chapter, verses 23 to 26. Paul said again concerning the Father, and he was quoting Romans 8:32 again, he that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Christ is not only our substitute in that wonderful atonement, but he also takes our place before God. The word says he ever lives to make intercession for us according to the will of God. Romans 8:34 says, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Hebrews 7:25 states that he ever liveth to make intercession for us. Praise God. So, beloved, when you pray, those prayers are taken by Jesus to the Father. That ought to give you some encouragement and strength to know that when you pray, don't let the enemy make you feel that your prayers aren't going anywhere. Jesus is receiving those prayers. Praise God. Well, my time is drawing to a close, and I must bring this broadcast to a conclusion. And I hope you'll be able to be with us tomorrow at the same time. The announcer will give you our mailing address. I look forward to receiving your letter. Till then, this is Sister Glass, and may God's best forever be yours.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606. Or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless. Oh,